Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pastor Ken Williams said the following: if counseling bans had been law in 1989, blocking me from the therapy I was asking for, I probably would have killed myself. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Pastor Ken Williams is the pastor of Bethel Church in Redding, California. He's also the co-founder of Equipped to Love, a ministry to those impacted by homosexuality. He said from his childhood, he was confused about his gender, not fitting in with the boys or the girls. Early on, he said he was exposed to homosexual porn and touched by neighborhood boys. When his sexual desires emerged, they were only for males. He ultimately ended up going through counseling. This was 1989. He desperately sought to not have these unwanted same-sex attractions. And through that counseling, he ultimately, and through prayer and his relationship with the Lord, he overcame that. And he's now a pastor and also the co-founder of this ministry that we talked about. It's this reason, Matt, why it is so important that we not have these laws banning counsel to individuals, whether they're minors or not, who seek counsel to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, desires, behaviors, or gender confusion.
Yeah, another living, breathing example. And people like Pastor Ken Williams, they represent such a great threat, an imminent danger to the narrative of the left that people are born homosexual. You hear story after story, and even the CDC and the Archives of Sexual Behavior have story after story like Pastor Williams, where they were either molested or exposed to homosexual porn and so forth. A lot of it, an adult molesting a young boy and he develops same-sex attractions. These are not our beliefs. These are the studies. And they represent a threat. And so they're attacked. And these are people with unwanted same-sex attractions that are seeking to get to the root cause and work through these temptations and emotions. Yet they want to ban them and pigeonhole these people into a demonstrably high-risk lifestyle and say, you are transgender or you are gay, to use their word, their euphemism. Well, there's nothing gay about the risks associated with the homosexual lifestyle.
Right. And here's another example. I mean, he's a great example of why you don't let adults sexually abuse children. I mean, he had all these scars he was trying to deal with as a young child and try to figure it all out. So they need to go to counseling to get help and hopefully, you know, embrace Jesus Christ, because he will heal all those. But we can't let people just run rampant and molest these innocent children.
By age 17, Pastor Williams was, in his words, emotionally unstable, searching for answers. He walked into a Christian bookstore in desperation. He was on the verge of suicide. He found some resources, finally broke down and told his parents about his same-sex attractions and behaviors. And they found a therapist. For 5 years, he met with a person by the name of Dr. Schmidt, met weekly. And he said, he helped me talk through his emotional pain. And he then was able to leave homosexuality. He discovered that he wasn't alone, and he discovered the underlying issues contributing to his same-sex attraction and his insecurities, his self-hatred, his fear of males, and his obsession over one male fad. He attended a ministry school and found a community of people who were intimidated by my messy process, he says. So he ended up working through this. He had addictions to pornography and to other sexual activities. He was codependent. And all of that fell away through counseling and through his relationship prayer to his Lord, to Jesus Christ, that fell away. And he says, quote, if counseling bans had been law in 1989, blocking me from the therapy I was asking for, probably I would have killed myself. Now, he currently pastors in California. And California, that particular law is in place, and it does ban the counseling that Pastor Ken Williams sought back in 1989. That's a challenge that we at Liberty Counsel have, and we've been challenging that law for some time. We're challenging these other bans around the country. That's why it's so important, Matt, for us to continue challenging these laws. But in addition to our challenges against these laws under the First Amendment, the Equality Act that passed in the House, now it's moved over to the Senate, misnamed, by the way. It's H.R. 5 in the House and S. 788 in the Senate, the Equality Act. That particular federal law, if passed, and it's already overwhelmingly passed the House, that's why we have to fight it in the Senate, would expressly, by name, ban this kind of counsel across America and the territories.
Ugh.
It actually mentions what they call, quote, conversion therapy, close quote, is banned by law in this so-called Equality Act. It puts a template, no more counseling anywhere in the country or the territories.
And that would result in, and I think Pastor Pastor Williams puts it perfectly here, where he says, right after he says, I would have killed myself, he says, I would not have been satisfied with a government mandated gay identity. That's what they're trying to do. He said, I wanted a wife.
Yeah,
I wanted my own children.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. A government
mandated
gay
identity.
And that's what these laws do.
Yeah, it's the government coming in and taking over. Yeah.
And so he met a woman. He fell in love. Through counseling and his relationship with Jesus, his sexual same-sex attractions went away. They dissipated. He had change, and now he's married with children. It's a wonderful story, and it's truth, and this is what they want to ban.
And that's what, and he's helping other people as well there in California and sharing their testimonies.
He says, I am changed today because I had access to resources that helped him follow the convictions of his heart.
You know, it's like seeing someone drowning in the ocean and they're saying, help me, help me. I don't want to drown. But they say, no, I'm sorry.
You
know,
can't
do that.
The other side will use these anecdotal stories. Well, someone was forced to go to a counselor and they were told this or that and they became suicidal. And then eventually they left that counseling. And you know how the story goes. And they were happily ever after, which, you know, that never happens. But what really happens is, and we have these stories as well because we represent parents and young people who were suicidal, just like Pastor Ken Williams. They were suicidal because they were having these unwanted attractions. And then they were able to confide to their parents, just like the pattern of Ken Williams, and they were able to seek appropriate counseling, and they were able to overcome their depression, their self-hatred, their suicidal ideation, their problems interacting with peers, especially with the same sex, their parents. All of those relations improved, and they were able to overcome those unwanted attractions, behaviors, or even gender confusion.
And, you know, it, as Matt said earlier, it usually goes back to pinpointing some kind of sexual abuse in childhood. So when you get to that root cause, then it helps them work through all this, and they overcome this through counseling, through talk therapy.
There's a pattern, Matt, that's more typical for males. It's not as cookie cutter, if you will, for females, but there is certain patterns there too. But there's definitely a pattern for males. And part of that is that early years of the male not being affirmed or having different characteristics. Maybe they're a little bit more artistic, doesn't have to be, but could be being put down, but then being molested. Mm-hmm. I know Alan Chambers, you know, for example, the person who shut down Exodus International. On the one hand, he says, well, I had these attractions for as long as I can remember. Then a few pages later, he says, well, it all happened when I was sexually molested by another man.
Family member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he mentions that in his book. So even him, he traced that back to his early life in his own book. He mentions that. So what we're talking about is sexual brokenness. It's looking for your identity in your human sexuality rather than your identity in Jesus Christ. And that's a huge difference. So pray for us in our pursuit to, number one, stop H.R. 5, the Equality Act, and number two, overcome and strike down these laws. To get involved and make your voice heard on H.R. 5, go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.